see if he'll live there. My children have grown.
Can't go in the grounds.
This is a getting count off guard. That's why I have to write this.
Sure, no, you got a lot of stuff you got. You know, I do not blame you one bit for needing to
be present.
To write it down. So I'm also telling that sometimes to write stuff down too.
That was, I was not doing that.
1967, my son will be 50 November 18th.
Oh, wow, so coming up.
Young mother.
The big 5-0.
I'm just going to say I'm a mother of two young adults. Okay. She's 50. My daughter.
Yes.
It's a pretty picture.
I'm going to get the picture back.
I know, I'm not saying this is gorgeous. I know, that could be a cool place to start. I love this picture.
And Carla sent you something too. And that might be what she was trying to, she sent a picture of her with glasses on a couple years ago. And I had it, I left it at her house, but I wanted to bring that to
her. We can always find her again.
But this is gorgeous. Like Hollywood movie style.
But we're proud of her now. Let's see.
Yeah.
Went to school at Ada Jenkins.
You Ada Jenkins? Mm-hmm. I work there now.
You do?
I do. That's I work for the middle schoolers there.
That's wonderful.
Oh my gosh, I love it there. Those kiddos.
I know. They keep you young and hard.
Oh my goodness, that's for sure. Especially those middle schoolers, man. They can be something else sometimes, but they're cute. They're fun. And it's a really great center. They do a lot now with the food pantry and stuff like that.
They most certainly do. Yeah.
I bet you've seen a lot of changes with that then. So.
Okay, you ready?
Sure. Okay. No, I'd all love right. to, wherever you want to start, yeah. I love it.
Okay. My name is Legretta Laurie Davis Neal. I was born and reared in Davidson, North Carolina, to the parents of Louis Jean Laurie and Annie Mildred Mayhew Laurie. And out of that union were 8 siblings, 7 living. And they were fun living in Davidson, a family-friendly town. Mm-hmm. And as the years progressed, from kindergarten through 8th grade, I attended Ada Jenkins Elementary School. Mm-hmm. And that was a family-oriented school, and I could walk to school. And from 9th through 12th grade, I attended Torrance Lytle High School, which is now the David Waymer Center. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And after graduating from high school, I married in 1967. And I moved to Charlotte, and there my children were raised there. And I have 2 young adults now living. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to come back here to Davidson and enjoy the new look. Yeah. And I was raised in Braley's. It's called Braley's Alley now. Mm-hmm. It used to be the alley. Mm-hmm. And I remember M&M's Soda Shop, which is now the Soda Shop.
Really?
And could walk the streets and just enjoy and relive some of that when I do come to Davidson. I met new people, new friends, along with Jan, her husband, and Nancy, who's now in the room.
Yeah.
And it's just that some of this history here is still a part of my history.
Wow.
Because I was born and reared here until the time I left some 40-some years ago. So. Now I come back, my mother's still living, who will be 90 years old, January the 6th,
wow.
Born in 1928.
God.
And the church, Davidson Presbyterian mm-hmm. Church, I have been attending there almost 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have the connection with Davidson.
Wow.
And that's just a part of me growing up here.
Yeah.
And my mom is part of the history here. I gather and learn a lot from her.
Mm-hmm.
And being the oldest of 8,
God.
She worked and quit school, but she went back later on and got her GED. And she has a story to tell from her dad and during the illness he had. So that's some of my history and her mom. And from here now, I'm just here to be a part of Davidson, North Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't know, because are there any more questions you want to ask?
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. If you have time, I don't know if you have to run anywhere, but I do have some questions. Could you talk about the new look of Davidson and reliving some of those memories? So I'm wondering if you wanted to share any particular memories you have, you know, whether it be at Ada Jenkins and how that's changed, or if you had anything else you wanted to say about how Davidson has changed since you were a little kid growing up here.
All right, the new look of Davidson, I love it because it still have history here. Mm-hmm. The places, the storefronts, mm-hmm. They still have that look mm-hmm. where it was before. The big mm-hmm. house where Miss Aladia mm-hmm. lived. And when I come to Christmas in Davidson, just to see people there yeah. and people from up north visit, I say, oh, wow. Someone was here from Ohio a couple of years I came. And so the fake snow, they had it coming, and they say, oh, we're going to send pictures home to yeah. let them know that here's snow in Davidson, North Carolina. Yeah. And from the experience I had from Ada Jenkins, our principal there, Mr. Harris, mm-hmm. was a stern principal, mm-hmm. and that helped us to be the person that we are now. Mm-hmm. And my motto has always been, treat people the way I like to be treated.
Sure.
And in the setter of the poem, there's no respect of person. So that has been my motto from then yeah. and to now when I was able, old enough to, yeah. you know, get that concept. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy the walk, that you're able to walk mm-hmm. to and from my mom's house to downtown.
Yeah.
You want to take that mm-hmm. walk yeah. and the village green. Yeah. I'll make that a part of still coming to yeah. my hometown.
Yeah.
The library here, mm-hmm. where we are today, has been it's a new look, a new face look, yeah. and the barbershop, mm-hmm. which is my uncle, mm-hmm. Ron Rayford, mm-hmm. is his son, and just a part of Davidson. And,
yeah.
And that's yeah. part of me. This yeah. is part of me.
Yeah. I almost forgot because you brought this wonderful picture of your mom. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about that. And you said, you know, she worked and stuff, but what exactly,
okay.
if you can speak more about her, I would love it, because this picture is just incredible.
All right. Her livelihood has been, she worked in the school, Charlotte Mecklenburg School.
Oh, really?
Some. And then she worked at the fraternity. I can remember that the most because she would cook there. Mm-hmm. And
for which one? Do you remember? It's okay if you don't.
I'm curious. It's Epsilon. I can better show you then. I can.
Sure.
I don't have all that.
No, you're
the paperwork.
But so she worked there then. Mm-hmm. Okay.
For some
very,
years.
Very cool.
And we got to taste a different food. And that's why I appreciate mm-hmm. the foods that mm-hmm. I'm able to taste now.
Yeah.
Be it new mm-hmm. food or different food.
Yeah.
And this was her livelihood. And she enjoyed doing what she was doing.
Wow.
Because she had to cook for her family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Family of seven plus my dad. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So she worked in CMS though too. Was she? Mm-hmm. So she was a school teacher?
No, she worked as in the environmental part of.
Okay. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So what was it like growing up in such a big family? Because sounds like it's a. It was
what was it like growing up in a big family? It was fun, and as I would tell people now, it's something to do all the time. And so we would share, mm-hmm. and there were times when some of my sisters could wear the clothes that I would wear as I got older.
Yeah,
and then my mom would have clothes that she would get from different places, mm-hmm. and we that didn't stop the integrity or the dignity mm-hmm. that we had with wearing what we had.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow. I like what you said, integrity and dignity.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
Yeah.
And I guess another question Well, another question. So integrity and dignity. Mm-hmm. So did you feel like, well, let me talk a little bit about, because I'm, so you moved to Charlotte too, which I'm wondering if, how, like, how that changed, because Davidson is very different from Charlotte, right? So I'm wondering if you could maybe speak to those sorts of changes that you saw when you moved to Charlotte.
Okay, when I moved to Charlotte, working there and seeing a lot of different places, and it was such a large city, and I moved with my husband and my family to have a new start, and they were educated, and still Charlotte-Mecklenburg School. Yeah. My daughter went to North Mecklenburg, my son went to West Charlotte. They had a choice. And mm-hmm. I wasn't very far from here, mm-hmm. Bayswater Road, and it has grown too. But the distance with the new highway, you can mm-hmm. I can still travel to Davidson.
Yeah.
So that was a new start there and new adventure and.
Do you feel like, having lived in Charlotte, it kind of makes you, when you come back to Davidson, it makes you notice things or appreciate different things.
Oh, yeah, appreciate different things. Oh, also, after my children were in middle school,
yeah,
I attended college. I finished my college degree at Johnson C. Smith University.
Oh, mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Where my granddaughter graduated from 2 years ago.
Oh, congratulations.
And she's there working on her master's there.
Oh, for what?
For social work.
Oh, my gosh, that's incredible. Yeah. Oh, man.
And then Kenesha Gaston graduated from here.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't, the dates and the years, I have all that written down. But
so good.
She graduated from Davidson College, and the faculty here, including Jan and mm-hmm. everybody here, had a part in that day when they had Kenesha Gaston mm-hmm. Day. And this, Davidson's still a part of me. Yeah. No matter, the distance doesn't separate me from coming here.
Yeah.
But, and I'm up here too because my mother's still here.
Yeah.
And I live up here when I'm able to spend the night. And, but anyway, that's my story.
Wow. No, that's incredible. I think it's really cool that Davidson, like, you still have the connection. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Is it like the people that really bring you back to Davidson? Like, do you feel like you just have the connection with the people that are still here?
The people mm-hmm. and the town of Davidson.
Yeah.
Dr. Wood was our doctor, Dr. Woods, mm-hmm. and he was a doctor who would home visit, and his son, James Wood, is still the mayor here. In fact, I saw him last night at a basketball game.
Did you go to the basketball game?
Davidson got a great basketball team. That score was.
I heard the score. The Union last night, and someone was coming up. After people mentioned from Ada was coming up, and she was like, it's Katie. And they, like, where are you guys going to the basketball game? She was like, the team we came to saw.
I know. Yeah, I left before it was over because I didn't want to be in the midst of the crowd, and I left because of the score. Wow, but it was a good game, and to see some people. Saw Jane and Cheryl Holland and mm-hmm. Mayor Woods and a lot of other people that I know, so that means
awesome.
A lot. And they asked me about my mom, and they found me. But anyway, basketball I like, and Davidson College has been a college town. Yeah. That's where my mom and a lot of people were employed.
Yeah.
And my grandson attended Love of Learning here, mm-hmm. and I would stay up here and work and have him over there to for the events. Brenda Tapia, who was found on that program, mm-hmm. and I was so glad that my grandson was able to be a part of that.
As aware of the program, so can you tell me a little bit more about, like, what that program was and how your grandson was able to get into that program? Because it's not something I know much about, so I'd love to learn more.
Okay, he attended Ranson Middle School, mm-hmm. and somehow they had to write a letter, mm-hmm. and once he had written the letter, somehow it was passed in, mm-hmm. and then somehow he was able to get in that program, mm-hmm. and back years, I got some of that written down.
No, you're so good.
But anyway, the Ferris Davis was his name.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And it was a very good program, and they would stay on campus. And,
yeah.
And it was very inspirational, and it was very educational, and just being around other people.
Do you feel like, because you grew up here too, right? Do you feel like the campus had changed a lot since you grew up here with the students and to, like, when you come back and visit now? Do you feel like it's changed a lot? Or
I'm still learning my way around and all the new buildings over at Davidson College.
Yeah,
and
the new science building and everything.
I just, like I said, I make myself a part of Davidson. I try to as much as I can. And Ben's and Jerry's ice cream place to walk there and just enjoy the laughter and just to see the people.
Do you feel like, because there are lots of new stores and stuff too, what kinds of businesses and stores? I know you talked about the barbershop and the soda shop, but what other kinds of businesses were there when you were a kid? Were there a whole lot of different things when you were growing up here?
It was a little cosmetics store, the shoe shop, Miss McKissick Shoe Shop. And let's see, the Village store was added later. I had the privilege of going in there. And
they had some good stuff.
They really do. And the bookstore here. And then Summit Coffee, those are all
new?
New. The Village store came a little bit closer to time, but Summit is added on.
Yeah. And, I think sometime when
Wells Fargo for a storefront bank, and then the Flatiron here.
Yeah,
Flatiron, and a lot of other restaurants were added.
Yeah,
and the shoe shop. It's a shoe place back. I can't afford those shoes, but I like all the Carolina Shoe Company. Yeah, and then the new look of the town hall.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the new look. So what did town hall look like when you were growing up? Was it just more of a smaller building?
Smaller building, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think now they're getting ready to build, or have they started a fire station or something?
That's interesting.
Fire station. On 73.
73, yeah. I remember talking about that.
That'd be interesting.
And I took the 101 class just to be abreast. I took that last year.
Yeah, the 101 class for...
just to bring myself up to what's going on. And they talked about a summit walk, and I rode down through some of the places out here to see the new places and the beautiful homes.
Yeah. Because for some of the new homes, so when you were growing up, were those just like kind of just woods and not developed?
Not developed, that's
right.
Wow. Yes.
So there's been a lot of growth in Davidson too.
Yes,
a lot more
has.
People.
And the meal there and the brick house, who had very good food. I've eaten there several times.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's where I take my parents and stuff, too.
That's great. That's
great. So you had some good food and stuff there. But what was that? What was Brick House? What was over there when you were growing up? Was there anything?
That was, I think, the old meal.
It was an old meal
because McIntosh Law Firm is in there. And
okay.
I think, the Herald, Weekly Herald newspaper place is there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't know what else, but I remember that going through to see that.
Yeah.
I try to see what's new and kind of enlighten my territory.
Sure, sure. And since we're talking about like geography and stuff, where did you guys live when you grew up in Davidson? Like
right here, between the soda shop. And that little road there, down through there.
Yeah.
And I hope all this is going to be edited, because I'm kind of describing some of the stuff, the area and everything. Jan can fit in whatever.
Well, I'm not from here, so.
But right through here.
Yeah? Wow.
Right through here. And that's why I was in walking distance to the library. The library was on that side, on the right side, where this whole strip store fronts are. Storefronts and the bank.
And the
businesses.
Yeah. That's cool. Were there a lot of other kids and stuff in your neighborhood and stuff that you would play with, or were you mostly playing like with your siblings?
No, quite a few.
Yeah.
People. And some of them have come back to church here at Davidson Presbyterian Church, and some of them attend Davidson Rees Temple, Amy Zion Church, but mostly at DPC.
Yeah.
So we were always across the track from DCPC.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And then when they have concerts on the green,
yeah,
I try to come sometimes and mix and mingle.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to be a native Davison.
Yeah.
And sometimes even to be in Jan present and some of the other people at the summit, I will meet them there to to chew and chat. I use those two C's.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I love that. I'm going to have to use that now. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff do you guys typically chat about? Just like different memories and stuff from growing up? Or what's one of your biggest memories from growing up in Davidson? Like, do you have a memory that stands out about you playing or going to get ice cream or something?
Yeah. My biggest memory would be being able to walk to each person's house.
Wow.
And if we had to share items or different things, just making myself available for whatever may be.
Wow.
And being able to have the laughter.
Yeah.
And be very grateful and thankful for where we've been to where we are.
Yeah. Do you feel like that was because you guys were such a small town and you guys were able to do that? Like, do you feel like that was different from when you moved to Charlotte?
Oh, definitely so. Definitely so. Yeah, definitely so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a big city, you know. Even though Bettysfort Road, it wasn't quite as large as in the inner city, but being able to do that because Davison is friendly town.
Trying to think if there's any other question. I don't know how much time we have left, but because all this interest and stuff, I would be really curious to see, like, how would you say maybe the demographics of Davidson have changed since you grew up here? Like, you know, do you notice, like, just what were the demographics of Davidson when you were growing up, and how is that maybe different now? Like, are there, did you guys have a, like, small African-American community in Davidson? Or, you know, was there a lot of, just that dynamic? I was wondering if you could speak to that a little bit.
I wouldn't exactly say it was small, just Afro, because there were people that were near Magnolia Street before they built up.
Yeah.
And Beatty, is the street called Beatty?
Oh, yeah, Beatty, I think street. I passed it before.
Yeah. Some of the students went to school with my relatives, because, I graduated before they did, because they went to North Mecklenburg.
Yeah.
So they were able to play together and be together.
That's awesome.
And see, where in Charlotte, it had to be my neighbors that I would say hello and speak to, but here they were able to interact.
That's just the Davidson way,
Davidson way. But we have big boy and big girl up, but that childlike way, you know, just being able to laugh and interact with each other,
That's still a B. And what about with the college? Because your mom worked at the college,
yes,
right?
She did.
So she like that? Does she like working at the college?
Yes, she did. And some of the guys would still keep in touch with her.
Oh, God, that makes me so happy.
I would come to the basketball games, like when Mike Malore and some of the other players. One of them went to a school in Gastonia. Mm-hmm. What was his name? Mike. Mm-hmm. Mike Malore and... the whole Dean Smith team, a couple of those guys went to Davidson.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of the other guys.
See, because I'm from Chapel Hill, so I know.
Yeah.
But that's fun. So, I still keep in touch. That's so cool.
Oh, what's that guy's name? If I could see a book, but Mike Malore, some of the ones that played along with him.
Yeah.
He went to, he was from Gastonia.
Wow.
And I lived on Mount Holly Road in 1987. We built a home. But I would commute back and forth, like to go to Gastonia.
Yeah.
And I would see where he lived. I would see that school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool that your mom has such a close relationship with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure that they were very grateful for what she did for them. So.
Yes. And it was a lady that worked with her named Sylvia Donison, who's now deceased. She has a picture of her there at home.
Mm-hmm.
But after Jan gets some more information, if you have other questions, and I had to meet my son today, who will be 50, November the 18th.
Oh, my gosh, but tell him happy early birthday for me. That's a big one.
So that can't tell my age. I'm glad to be a young grandmother and a young great-grandmother.
There you go. There you go. Well, if you have to run, I definitely don't want to keep you. But thank you so much. Is there anything else before you go that you wanna let us know? Anything else that you wanna share? Anything else that you think would be cool for me to know as a young Davidson student to know about the town?
Yes, just as I told Jan, that I'm glad that my mom is a part of the history here in Davidson.
No, I'm gonna have to tell because I think I know some of the.
Her mother was responsible for Town Day.
Wait, yeah. Seriously?
Yeah, it's in the article that the.
Whoa! Yeah. Wait, that's so cool. Yeah, so that's huge now. Mm-hmm.
And see, when they built this home, the time I'm able to spend a night in that house now, it means a lot because I had moved to Charlotte. So.
Wow.
So she moved in 1967 over there, Lakeside, and so Jan knows she walked those streets. Well, but and it's cool. Some students that come from school that come and I grace that they come and. Do the yards over there for some of the seniors, and they give the printout is still on her refrigerator.
Yeah.
And just by meeting them over at Ada, Ada Center.
Oh wow!
And they come and do the yards.
If we have more time, I would definitely love to talk more about Ada because I think that's really cool how that center has changed and really grown. Mm-hmm. And so I would love to.
Yeah. If I could find some of the information, my mom, they had something in Charlotte, and there was a lot of information that was shared about her.
Yeah.
And I just can't.
Yeah, because what was it like going there for elementary school? I bet that was something going there.
And just walking, and it was a store. Oh, let me tell you about the store.
Yeah.
Called, it was right there with a pizza place. I think they say several businesses have been in there now. It's now a pizza place, I think, on the corner across from Ada.
Okay. Ada, they have some pizza company.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on Bright Park. So.
Yeah. And it used to be a store there.
Yeah.
It's Edna Falls.
Yeah.
And her house is still standing. Somebody lives there. And when I ride past there, I think about that. And we used to walk to that store, and I would love to get the king-size Baby Ruth.
Oh, my goodness.
Baby Ruth don't taste like they used to taste anymore. And can you see me trying to eat one of those Baby Ruths now?
Oh, boy. My goodness.
But that was a fun memory. We would walk across to that store and get different things.
And in the school there, you know?
Yes, yes.
And
the floors, the wooden schoolhouse and the bell that they would ring. And when I would walk through Ada Center, I would think about those days and the principal's office there. And we went to Torrance Lytle High School.
Yeah.
We were ready.
Yeah.
And I still carried on that, treating people the way I like to be treated. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much again. So if there's anything else, thank you so much for taking the time, because I know you're busy celebrating.
Celebrating, and he's got to move a desk that I had in store for his grandson.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Mr. Okay. for coming. It was so nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, too. And that's an old desk, too, Jan. So he's planning on keeping it for his grandson. So I'm going to let him have his way with his grandson. I'm just a great-grandma. Nice meeting you,
and
I wish you the best and all that.
Can we get a picture of you?
Oh, we get the consent form.
And I don't have on lipstick or something.
Okay.
Do I look all right?
Yes.
And the one that you don't.
One of us together.
Okay. And the one that doesn't look good, don't use it, please. What you want me to say? Peaches or friends?
Friends.
Let me just check to see. I think that's good.
That's what I was doing. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you look great.
And did we give Ms. Greta's consent form? Did she sign?
Because
I don't see it.
Okay.
What's
on this?
No, she gave me an old, but she has to write down something before.
Oh, no, we have a new one.
Okay, here it is.
Why don't you go ahead?
Okay.
So you're
okay.
Your name here and your signature there.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. I just can't get over this photo.
Well, actually, and it must be a pastel.
Yeah.
So this was done in 1967. Do you know who did it? It says H, but I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I'll find out. And they did one of me, too.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I'd love to see it.
That same year when I graduated from high school in 1965. But I think mine had gotten in the midst of me moving.
Oh.
But it was nice, too. They did it.
Yeah? It's very well.
And they just put me to the date.
Okay, put it here. Okay.
No, yeah, that's the date.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
And what was your mom's name? Because I might have to talk to some of the boys who are in that fraternity now.
Andrew Middleton.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. I think that's so cool.
Jan, let me do another one. That way, that'd be much needed.
Okay, I'll let you be neat.
I can't do it. Okay.
Okay, so yeah, so the date's here. Okay.
I have a poem too I'd like to give to Jan for you to share.
No.
It's out in the car. I go
get it. Oh my gosh, I would love that.
This is today's date, so November 5th.
And anytime you want to come into Ada and talk to some of those kids, they would love it.
Print your name here. Okay. Her name's going to go over on this side.
Okay.
How is Kenesha doing? I haven't heard from her recently.
She's doing good. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I saw one of the
signature right there.
Signature here.
Yeah.
You know, when they grow up, you kind of just let them tell you about where they are, where they're going.
Yeah. Well, I saw one of the fundraisers for her school.
Yeah.
So,
Woo!
And she had tried to venture out to teach at a college. So,
yeah.
Let's see what that
is. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then.
I think I did something before, but.